In this final video, we are talking about commissioning. Commissioning does not mean your grief is over. It does not mean you are ready to date, ready to remarry, ready to reconcile, or ready to make every future decision. It does not mean you no longer need help. Commissioning means you are being sent into the next season with truth, grace, wisdom, support, and hope in Christ. Jesus said in John 20, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." Every Christian life is lived before God and sent into the world. After divorce, that may feel hard to believe. You may wonder if your story is too broken, too complicated, or too unfinished. But your life is not over because it has changed. Ephesians 2 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Divorce does not erase God's workmanship. It may change your circumstances. It may change your relationships. It may change your routines, responsibilities, and future plans. But it does not erase your dignity in Christ or God's continuing work in your life. Purpose after divorce should be wise and paced. You do not need to rush into public testimony, ministry leadership, dating, remarriage, or service beyond your capacity. Purpose may begin quietly. It may look like caring for your children with patience. It may look like practicing boundaries. It may look like returning to worship. It may look like receiving counseling. It may look like rebuilding a healthy home rhythm. It may look like serving in a small way. It may look like telling the truth without bitterness. It may look like asking for help sooner than before. That is faithful growth. Your final portfolio gathers the work you have done. Your recovery map, support plan, grief practices, identity statement, responsibility map, boundary plan, rebuilding plan, community map, future relationship discernment, and 90-day recovery rule of life. You do not need to share every part of that portfolio. It is private by default. You may choose to share selected pieces with a trusted pastor, counselor, minister, chaplain, life coach, or support person. As this course ends, receive this invitation. Keep walking with Christ. Keep telling the truth. Keep receiving grace. Keep seeking wise help. Keep practicing faithful boundaries. Keep rebuilding daily life. Keep protecting children from adult conflict. Keep discerning future relationships carefully. Keep walking in hope. Romans 15 calls God the God of hope. Hope is not fragile optimism. Hope is rooted in the faithfulness of God. Reflection, question. What do you want to carry forward from this course into the next 90 days? Gentle next step. Write a short commissioning prayer for your next season, asking Christ for truth, wisdom, support, courage, and hope.